I started lifeguarding in 1944, and I've loved every minute of it. Fortunately, I was a depression baby, and I had to work very hard, and I knew what work was. And when I got a job out on the beach sitting on a stand, I said, "Valhalla, I have arrived." There must have been 120, 130 guys trying out for this job. Lifeguard. Now, I didn't know how many jobs they were going to have, but at any rate, I started going through training down there. And in those days, they didn't just give one test. You had to go down and go through 3 or 4 weeks training, and you didn't get paid. And through a period of time, about 2 weeks or so, half of the guys dropped off. But I wanted the job so bad, I stuck right with it. Finally, after another couple of weeks, there were about 70 of us left. And the old captain, Hank Daly, with a big barrel chest, stood up on the bench and he says, "We're going to take 10 Huskies." Well, we all looked at each other, nearly died. I says, "Only 10 of us? After all this labor camp we've been in, we're getting 10? And he started to read off the names of the guys. I'll never forget it. Tommy McCormick, Mo Merridge, Billy DeVoe, and each name my heart dropped. I said, "Oh, no, no." And finally, number 9, my old buddy Artie Wink. And I said, "Oh, gee, no." And then finally, number 10, Reggie Jones. And I thought I won the Olympics. I said, "Yes, yes, there is a God." Artie Wink was a young fellow that I went to high school with. It was my second year on the job. It was World War II, and Artie and myself, we knew we'd have to go in the service as soon as we turned 18. Well, that summer, I was sitting on 2 West with Artie. That's a stand that was 2 West of the West Bathhouse. Artie got off the stand to go back for lunch, and I said, "Artie, would you bring me back a Jones Beach hot dog?" You know, I was getting hungry. And he said, "Okay, Jonesy," and off he went. Well, somehow he never came back to that particular stand, and a day or two into the service he went. Well, I lost track of Artie, and I often wondered what happened to good old Artie that went into the service. 40 years later, I'm sitting on 2 West, the exact same stand that Artie got off of. I looked down, and lo and behold, walking by in front of me, was Artie Wink. Now, you understand this is 40 years later. And somehow I recognized him. And he had come back to Baldwin to settle his mother's estate. And he was with his 25-year-old daughter, and he was pointing out to her where he worked as a young man. And when I looked down and saw him, I says, Artie Wink, where's my hot dog? I'm sitting up here for 40 years. Where have you been?" Well, you ever see a guy take a double take? This was a triple take. "Jonesy," he gasped for air. He literally gasped for air. He says, "I can't believe it. You're still here?" I said, "Where do you want me to go? I'm getting hungry."
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof.